Of the 106 current parliamentary seats in the PNG Parliament, only one is held by a woman, Lady Carol Kidu. All Commonwealth member countries are required under a special agreement to have at least 30% of women representatives in Parliament by the end of this year. But many Pacific Island countries, including Papua New Guinea, have so far failed to comply with the Commonwealth Agreement's requirements. Lindiwe Maseko from South Africa is chairperson of the Commonwealth Women Parliamentarians Network. Ms. Maseko says when a recent survey was carried out on the subject, the Pacific region displayed particular shortcomings.
In the Pacific, it was one area where it is only 3% of women that are in Parliament. So for me as the chairperson elected last year, it's my focus, the Pacific area, and including the CPA itself, that we to encourage women to go out and contest for positions. So this workshop was important for us because we only knew of one person, Lady Carol, as the only member in PNG. But one has been encouraged to see that in provinces, work has been done. So if it has been done in provinces, we are sure that maybe in the next elections of 2007, more women will come. One must say that I am also encouraged to see the commitment also of men parliamentarians, although not many of them, but the few that are there that are gender sensitive, including the Prime Minister. It will ensure that we do exactly that, have more women being represented in Parliament.
Meanwhile, Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister Sir Michael Somare told the three-day meeting his government was looking at introducing legislation aimed at reserving seats for women alone to contest. Several PNG leaders agree with Sir Michael's suggestion, with some saying the 20 regional seats currently held by provincial governors should be reserved for women. PNG's lone woman parliamentarian, Lady Carol Kidu, says it's a good idea but concedes it'll be a major challenge.
Politically, it won't be easy to take those seats away from the governors because this goes into more structural changes in terms of the form of governance of Papua New Guinea. And it's probably a movement towards removing one layer of government or working in another way. And so the actual 20-seat one, which we're hoping for, it may be, but it may not be. There are many other issues to do with pure politics and having to manage the politics on the floor. So it might end up that we have reserve seats at regional level. In that case, it would be very hard for women to campaign at a regional level. So this would put the onus on the parties to endorse women for that regional seat and campaign for them. That could be a good thing.
Although PNG's national parliament has only one female representative, the country's autonomous region of Bougainville is pioneering the way for women with three women representatives in the autonomous assembly. Former radio broadcaster Francesca Semoso is one of the three women representatives in Bougainville.
I feel very proud as a Bougainville woman, having come through, having contested those three seats, and it's an example, it's an eye-opener for Papua New Guinea. Bougainville has it in the constitution. Now, why can't we now open or add into the constitution that, okay, there's got to be 19 or 20 reserved seats for the women, and women in this workshop, again, we are all speaking one language, one voice, saying we have to work as a team and say, okay, 2007 come around, we want 20 reserved seats, and it's up to the government to make some changes. But they won't make any changes until all the women leaders in Papua New Guinea say, yes, that's what we want, and we want to have it.